Congress is pressuring President Bush to commit peacekeeping troops to Afghanistan. The Bush administration opposes direct U.S. involvement in peacekeeping there, but as NPR's Steve Inskeep reports, today the House passed a bill that would order the president to reconsider that policy.
Whatever else it did, the Taliban established order in Afghanistan. Now, competing warlords control much of the country, and Congressman Tom Lantos contends they could ruin the U.S. success.
There will be growing crisis, violence, attacks on individuals. We can't even control and secure the distribution of civilian humanitarian supplies because there is no security in much of the country.
The California Democrat wants international peacekeeping forces to secure Afghanistan until a new national army is trained. His legislation has won support from some prominent Republicans, including Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Henry Hyde. The measure would order the Bush administration to come up with a plan for Afghan security within 45 days. Right now, international peacekeeping soldiers control the capital city of Kabul, but not the countryside. The U.S. provides logistical support, but no soldiers. The Bush administration is resisting appeals to expand the force. Today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld told a Senate committee that security is improving.
For Afghanistan, it isn't bad. People get killed every once in a while, just like they do in the United States and Europe.
Last month, an eastern Afghan warlord known as Pacha Khan launched hundreds of rockets at a provincial capital controlled by one of his rivals. Eyewitnesses told a reporter that the attack killed about 24 civilians. It was only the latest battle in that province. Further west, the governors of two large cities, Kandahar and Herat, have maneuvered for control of the territory between them. But Rumsfeld says the country has yet to collapse into the kind of civil war that it's seen in the past.
There are periodically mild dust-ups between the so-called warlords or regional leaders.
Humanitarian aid groups can at least operate in major cities, and Afghan refugees are returning home. While campaigning for office, President Bush argued that peacekeeping wasted U.S. military resources. Administration officials say that American peacekeepers might not succeed in Afghanistan anyway. The Deputy Defense Secretary told the Washington Post last week that Afghans are historically hostile to foreigners. Secretary Rumsfeld says he would welcome other countries that want to send peacekeepers, but no other country does. Democratic Congressman Tom Lantos contends that's no coincidence.
Many countries that would be ready to increase their contribution to the security force are taking their cue from us, and since we are doing nothing, they are doing nothing.
U.S. officials say they are taking more subtle steps. U.S. Special Operations soldiers actually live in the mansions of several prominent provincial governors. U.S. soldiers are also helping to train Afghanistan's new National Army, a force answerable to the central government. The commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan acknowledges that this army is an experiment. General Tommy Franks spoke to reporters today.
I will not be a little Johnny Sunshine on this thing. I think we need to be realistic. We don't know how it will go.
Afghan and U.S. officials hope to mix fighters from different ethnic groups into the same military units. They may be less likely to battle one another that way. Frank says soldiers in this desperately poor country should follow orders as long as they're trained and paid on time. Until that force is ready, Afghan authorities have no choice but to simply rename regional forces as though they were part of a national army. Warlords in Kandahar, Herat, and Mazar-e-Sharif have become defense officials or generals. Speaking through an interpreter, Afghan Interior Minister Yunus Kanuni says every province has a local military force.
People or local inhabitants constitute the army or what is known as the army in that province, the commander, which must indeed change in Afghanistan.
For the moment, the Afghan army is the warlords that the army is supposed to restrain. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Pentagon.